All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube, where we just cracked 100,000 subscribers, thanks to you. Anyhow, in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today's Wednesday, March 29th, and there's a lot going on. Stocks yesterday closed lower as interest rates were rising again, weighing on tech stocks, and then we hear that banks might face new regulations from the Senate Banking Committee. So there's a lot going on. We'll show you what traders are focusing in and also how we are trading these markets. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we have a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And gosh, these markets are crazy. Yesterday, they weren't going anywhere. This morning, a sharp jump higher.
Yeah, Marcus, yesterday was pretty much a diddle day, as we would call it. Nothing really going on, and a little bit of a dip going into the afternoon session, but then bouncing back. And so finishing slightly lower, just a little bit lower than where we started the day. And then today, some nice movement overnight and starting the session strong, rallying after the open. We have pulled back a little bit, but all things considered, a nice start to the day.
Yeah, it's really interesting because usually when we gap higher, prices tend to move towards the previous day's close. In the first 30, 45 minutes of trading, prices just have been up there with the S&P being up 1%, the NASDAQ being up more than 1.3%. Right now, still trading at these elevated levels, although they're pulling back here a little bit.
And without any real news, I don't think that that's a bad thing. And I think that's something that you would expect, right? There's no real catalyst or, you know, key information that's contributing to this move higher. Other than I think traders are a little more comfortable with no news being good news regarding banks.
Yeah, I think that's it because we're in this weird phase right now. So there's not much going on the economic calendar. We have the final GDP tomorrow and the weekly unemployment claims, which just became a red flag report. I mean, we talked about this with our masterminds this morning. This used to be an orange flag report, but with the Fed looking at unemployment right now, it is now red flag, showing that it could have a high impact on the markets. But I mean, really the big one we talked about earlier is the core PCE price index inflation report on Friday. And until then, not a whole lot going on.
And you see that final GDP is a red flag report. And if there is a surprise there, then that could also be a bit of a wild card. But GDP comes in three phases. You have advanced GDP, which is usually more significant, preliminary, and then final. So this is the last number, the final reading there. And again, if there's a huge surprise, maybe, but that's why, for us anyway, we're looking more at core PCE, being a key report for the week.
Yeah. But the whole week was really light. And also looking into next week, it's also a light week. It is jobs week. So we do have the JOLTS jobs opening reports and then the big one on Friday. But also in terms of economic news, not a whole lot going on there next week. We also know that earnings season is not kicking off until mid-April. And then the Fed, what will they do? And the banking crisis. Well, as you said, there's no real major news from the banks right now. And this is why the markets do what they like to do best, just moving slightly higher. This is what we are seeing here, drifting higher.
And that works for open positions. So we don't mind seeing that. You know, Marcus, semiconductors getting a real nice benefit today.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at the semiconductors first. What do you want to look at? NVIDIA, Micron?
Let's look at Micron, actually, because Micron reported earnings. And so this is kind of a catalyst for semiconductors. They said fundamentally things are starting to improve. They did report worse than expected earnings and also revenue. So this is interesting because semiconductors, the industry is just on a tear and up nicely this quarter, doing very, very well. And I think that a lot of it's because of the AI being a driver. So last year, semiconductors hit significantly, but traders taking that Micron news and turning it into a bullish twist, big rally. And that's helping out with like NVIDIA, like you were sharing, and also AMD.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about AMD in a moment when we run through our open positions, but talk about earnings. We also had Lululemon reporting earnings and up right now 14% after reporting better than expected earnings. Huge jump here.
Yeah, this is, I mean, just look at that chart. It was anybody holding Lulu should be happy today. After trading in that range, a big, big move. And like you said, better than expected revenue and also earnings. They also issued an upbeat outlook. So maybe that's positive for retail.
Yeah, let's see. It should help out Nike. Let's see Nike this morning. No, only up 1.2%. Not really. So it seems that Lululemon beats to their own drum. Fine. And then... did you hear the news about AMC yesterday? AMC yesterday, higher 13%. At some point, it was higher 17%, 18%. Today, down again 5%. Did you see what was going on there?
I missed it. What was happening?
So there's rumors that Amazon would buy AMC. So to show some premieres of their Prime movies and Amazon originals. So... anyhow, these were rumors, and it seems that today, like, okay, buy the rumor, sell the facts. Nobody has yet confirmed nor denied, but it seems that there's a little bit sobering, like, okay, wait a minute. Why would Amazon do it? They just closed all of their local retail stores because they tried to have physical stores and said, eh, you know what? We're doing fine as we are as the world's largest online retailer. So why would they move from streaming into physical theaters? I mean, that's the first question that I had when I saw this. And it seems that right now some others are also thinking, okay, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's just a rumor.
Right? But it definitely moved the stock yesterday a little bit.
And Mark, you know, you looked at Nike, and I made just a general comment. Maybe the Lulu gain would be helping retailers because of the forward guidance. However, I also saw a report that UBS has downgraded major apparel and home good retailers from neutral to sell. Oh. And so this is having an impact on like Urban Outfitters and Ross. So ROST. That was one that actually popped up on the scanner today. So that was down. Burlington and Foot Locker also down on that information.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at our open positions. And before we do this, let's follow up on a couple of trades that we gave you here over the last few days. I do believe it was on Monday when we gave you the Oxy trade, which should be working out really, really nicely. Some of our mastermind members took the trade, closed it with 90% of max profits this morning. So that's definitely a good trade, right, Mark?
Yeah, it worked out nicely. Nice little jump there. The puts, probably able to buy them back, if not yesterday, today.
Yeah, then yesterday we gave you DFS. And this morning, DFS is up nicely at 2.27%. So, hey, if you took these trades, you're probably a very happy camper.
Yeah. And again, we like this one. It was just that with the PNC position that we're in, it's just too correlated for us. So we like to balance risk for the portfolio by reducing that correlation risk. Otherwise, one I would have definitely considered.
All right. So if you like this idea of us showing you a few things to consider, let us know in the comments or click on like, because this way we get a feel of what you want to see in this show. Moving on to our existing positions, CTRA, Coterra Energy. This morning, up 1%, so nothing yet to do. I have my assigned shares. The dividend should be paid out tomorrow, I believe. The payment date, no, it's today. So it's today. It should be my account tomorrow. So this will add a nice $3,000 in dividend payments here. And right now, not able to sell any calls against my existing position. I do believe that we need to climb above 25 right now. But with the trading at 24.20 right now, I'm okay with this. But let's talk about your 22 puts that you sold last week.
Those are working out great. And at this point, I'm just letting those go to expiration because CTRA does trade in 5 cent increments, and I sold those puts for 25 cents. So getting out of 5 cents would be 80% max profit. Because I do have an open position or two in my portfolio, if something pops up, I don't necessarily need to free up the buying power. So might as well squeeze out the last profit on that instead of closing it and giving up a couple pennies.
I think you'll be good there. GM General Motors, a trade that I entered last Thursday, closed it yesterday with 90% of max profits. No, actually, it happened this morning right in the open because GM also gapped higher right now, up 2.6%. So another great trade that worked out fantastically. So we can remove this. No longer there. I sold the 3150 put. If you don't remember, that's where we are at. The Googles, a bit all over the place. We had this super weird print. Oh, look at this. It was at 112. So that's odd. So we had this weird print, and it's not only us. This happened actually on pretty much all charting platforms. So it's coming directly from the exchange. We double checked it. We do believe that it will be corrected tonight by the exchanges and the data vendors. So ignore all of the stuff above there. Right now, Google's still slightly up for the day, but pulling back overall. What I wanted to do, Mark, I wanted to take a look at the FIB retracements here and seeing if we are coming up to the 50%. No, not quite yet. So we are at the 38.2%. So it could be that we are moving a little bit lower before resuming this this run up. And that's what I'm looking for.
Or just shoot through the roof.
Shoot through the roof, as it seemed this morning. All right, AMD. So that's interesting because you have an existing AMD position. You did sell calls. And what happened to those?
Well, I sold those. I sold the 101 to begin with. I rolled up to 102. And yesterday I was able to buy those 102 calls back for 12 cents. So I rolled up a buck and collected $1.25 in premium last week buying those back. So now I just have shares. I'm looking to sell calls again. Today, with the early jump in AMD, that reaction to MU and semiconductors in general, we were up nicely, up I think about 2.5% at one point. And I was keeping an eye on calls above 101. There was some premium there, but I was hoping we get a little more follow through, and that ended up not being the case. Kind of on the cusp there on premium that was decent and something that I'd want. But I did not sell calls. Still keeping an eye on this and hoping that we get a little more upside.
All right. Last on the list, PNC Financial Services. Also gap opening higher this morning. Still up 1%, 0.9% right now. Nothing for us to do just yet. So we want to wait and see if it becomes a little bit higher than possibly selling calls. I don't know, maybe at the 140, 141 level. Let's just wait and see what happens here over the next few days. If we see a V-shaped bottom, doesn't seem to be this way, but we might see a U-shaped one. So let us wait for a few more days before we do anything here. What do you think?
Yeah, and I mean, this is one that started, you know, some of the volatility has collapsed based on that huge, huge, vol increase with the drop that we had a couple weeks ago. So it's calming down a little bit. If this one breaks through that upside around 132, that's when it's going to get fun. So right now, waiting, nothing to force on this one. I still believe PNC's in a good situation.
All right. Looking back at the markets of what's happening here right now, a daily chart of the S&P. So we are still trading about the 4,000 level, but we talked about it a few days ago. We are trapped right now between the 200-day moving average acting as support and the 50-day moving average right now acting as resistance. So I don't really think that we can massively break through the 50-day moving average today, but with more reports coming out tomorrow and on Friday, that might be a possibility.
Yeah, the 4,000 level is key, round number. A lot of traders targeting that round, especially in the indices, you see them hold up. So staying above 4,000, I think, is a real nice sign.
All right. And then we also have the VIX, the fear index. Today, again, below 20 after spiking above 30 just 2 weeks ago. And this is where we see right now how crazy these markets are. I mean, 3 weeks ago, we were right here at 19, 20, going as low as 18. Then we spiked up to 30, now below 20 again. So this just shows that traders are definitely waiting for some other impulses. And right now, there's nothing. So kind of being lulled in. And this is when the markets do what they typically do, moving and drifting slightly higher.
Yeah, no, like you said, no real impulses. On Friday, core PCE is going to be significant, and things do get a little bit slow and until we get 2 weeks from now. So this Friday, core PCE, next Friday, the jobs report, the week after that, PPI, CPI, and earnings kicking off. Until then, it could be a little bit less volatile unless there's some news that just catches the markets off guard.
Yeah, and right now with traders looking for news, tomorrow the GDP, final GDP reading, and maybe the unemployment claims could move the market. So make sure that you tune in again tomorrow morning. Subscribe to the channel. Click on like if you enjoyed this. And there's a few other videos for you. Take a look at this. And then we'll see you tomorrow morning again.
Happy trading, everybody.